the reviews are in, and we're going to tell you what they are. He is Todd Vandenberg. I'm Rob Steele. And yes, it's been an age since we did a show. It's because we've been revamping and remodeling, and eventually we'll have video, but I've got to clean my room first.
As do I.
I'm just saying. I started the video, looked in the background, and went, ah, crap, I got to go clean. All right, so anyway, let's start with some reviews, because who knew that movies would come out this frequently, apart from everyone?
It's amazing.
You want to kick it off this week? I'll let you kick it off this
week. I'll kick it off.
Something we've both seen, actually, which is weird.
Yes, this has been out for quite a while, and it's not available in theaters anymore to watch, I don't believe, because that would be really odd if it was.
It got yanked, actually.
Yeah, I imagine it did.
4 weeks in, it had made considerably less money than they had anticipated, so they pulled it from theaters.
And we are talking about X-Men, Dark Phoenix, or Dark Phoenix, depending on which way the marketing department wanted to go. And one thing I want to mention right at the top, of course, this was Fox's last venture with Marvel characters since Disney bought Fox. And some of the blame for the poor performance has been put on the fact that Disney bought Fox and marketing all changed around and et cetera, et cetera. And it would have made more money if they'd had a huge marketing push, but that has no impact whatsoever on the fact that this is just not a very good movie. That's the bottom line. If it had been a great movie, people would have found it. I guarantee you they would have found it. It isn't. Now, it also is not a terrible movie. Kevin Smith, well-known director, writer, and generally funny comic book nerd, had a comment defending it, saying it wasn't that bad. There's the problem. If you're closing out the huge saga of the X-Men, which Fox has been making these movies since like 1939, the greatest year in Hollywood ever, really, is that what you want to end up with? A movie that isn't that bad? That's atrocious. That's awful. And again, it really is. It's not that bad. But when you compare it to the things that Marvel Studios has been doing, and you look at this, and it's just kind of there. It's like a Lifetime version of a superhero movie. It's just bland. The has a great cast. The only actor that was remotely compelling to me was Michael Fassbender, plays Magneto. I love James McAvoy. He's just kind of a cipher in this, just because he doesn't have that much to do. Sophie Turner, liked her in that little show called Game of Thrones. She's boring in this. Jennifer Lawrence is one of the most charismatic actresses working today. She's boring.
There's a thing about that one. She phoned it in.
Yeah.
She did not want to do this movie. And when you watch it, you can tell.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, you can tell. And obviously, if you're a professional, you're getting paid, you need to give your best performance. Absolutely. Then again, when you're given a hackneyed script like this, Simon Kinberg is the writer and director, wrote The Martian, which is a fantastic film, wrote Logan, which is a really good film, although it has a huge problem with the script, but I don't think that was his problem. Also, one of the Fantastic Four movies, not that great. Also, the last time they took a stab at the Dark Phoenix saga, he wrote it. And he said he wanted another stab at the story. He really was looking forward to this because he knew they made mistakes. And I'm thinking, why would you know this guy screwed up the story and say, here, try again, since you didn't know what the heck you were doing the first time? He didn't know what he was doing this time.
The second time either.
You know, there are some great action set pieces, but this is supposed to be a world scope film, The Dark Phoenix. And there are these aliens. Ooh, spoiler. There's the aliens who want to come and get the Dark Phoenix Force, and it's in Jean Grey. And if you don't know the story, you haven't been reading comics any time in the past, 40 years. Sorry for the spoiler. It has like virtually no great feel to it. There's a great set piece where they're basically fighting in somebody's backyard. There's an action piece that's set in a train, kind of fun, but that really, fun. Really, this is what you're giving us? You're giving us this street level action, and this is supposed to be this cosmic story? And supposedly they did a lot of reshoots. Part of the reason was because Captain Marvel was out first, and Captain Marvel had this huge cosmic story, and they didn't want to just kind of do the same story. And my thought is, do it better. Don't just, okay, well, we're grounding this story, but it's still going to have this cosmic backstory, which we're not even going to hardly reference until we get to the very end of the movie. It was bland. It was, like I said, it's just like, oh, this is like the after school special version of a superhero movie. It was just not terrible, better than Apocalypse, which is a train wreck, but I am so glad.
But this one had the train wreck in it.
And did have the train wreck, literally, and it wasn't all that great. It's really sad that Fox had this property and basically punted on it over and over, and they did so much work with convoluted timelines that you don't even care who the characters are anymore, and that's a big, big problem, because I literally did not care about any of these characters, with the exception of Magneto, because like I said, he was the one guy who kind of showed up to work. Just, yeah, you know, I'm going to disagree with Mr. Smith. It is that bad. Considering what this film should have been, this is just an embarrassment. And I am so glad that the Marvel properties are out of the hands of Fox. Because with the exception of Deadpool, and the only reason that worked was because Ryan Reynolds basically dragged them through hell to make them do it correctly, they've done a pretty awful job. So thank you. Goodbye, yeah. And good night. Wow.
Hooked on Phoenix did not work for them.
No.
When I watched it, I was almost drawn into it because it looked like they had actually read some source material this time. Jean Grey did, the space shuttle was involved in Jean Grey getting the Phoenix Force.
Yep.
They did that in this movie. Unfortunately, the only characters that were in the books that were also in the movie are Jean, Cyclops, and Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Everybody else, Mystique didn't even make her first appearance until after Phoenix was dead. Magneto, not involved in the storyline either. What a concept. And I found this out much later, and I had to look it up. On the train scene, one of Magneto's peeps, for lack of a better term, because they don't need anything bigger, it's not that good a movie.
Right.
The one that gets sucked out of the train, and he yells Selene after her, and I went, hang on a minute, I vaguely remember that. She was the Black Queen of the Hellfire Club, introduced in the New Mutants book, not the X-Men, but the New Mutants didn't even appear until, if I recall correctly, 30-something issues after Phoenix was dead, which is a couple years, so she wasn't around for this story either.
And I'm okay with them bringing in characters that weren't in the original story and updating it if they actually do something with them. I mean, Jessica Chastain is in this film. Absolutely one of the best actresses going. And I don't know, it was like watching paint dry. She was terrible in this movie, as were most of the actors.
The alien that I didn't get a name for until I found it in the credits, right?
Right.
Vuk,
yeah.
Pardon? Really? Really? Yep. I looked up the alien race in the Marvel Universe, and do you know what I found?
Tell me, please.
Nothing! They made that movie, that race up for the movie.
Wow, that's not good.
Storyline. There's alien races in the Phoenix storyline. Use them.
Yeah, that would be good, considering that Marvel has had like major players of alien races for decades. But, you know, like we said, thank the Lord that Fox can't touch these things anymore, because wow.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Now, let's take a look at someone who's doing comic movies right. No, I'm not talking about Marvel at the moment. I'm talking about another one of those DC animated, inexplicably direct-to-video, because these could go theatrical, I think.
A lot of them could go.
The most recent Batman animated straight-to-video, for no particular reason, movie, is called Hush, which, and I lose track of time. I really do. I did not realize that the Hush storyline is about 20 years old now.
Wow. I was thinking more like 10, but yeah.
I was thinking 5 to 10. Nope. 20. Jeez, I'm old. Thanks.
How pleasant.
It is a spectacular story from the books. If you do not know it, I'm actually going to suggest reading it and then watching the video. And there's a reason. I'm getting there.
I agree.
The story, if you don't know it, is there's a new bat villain called Hush, who has manipulated just about all of Batman's villains, all of whom are in the books, all of whom are in these movies, or in this one movie. And they're all going after Batman in a really hardcore kind of way. And it's kind of a Kaiser Soze thing. Who is Hush? Now, here's where things get a little interesting. Because, like what Fox did with the X-Men, in that they looked at a cover and went, I can write something like this. And no, they didn't. What DC did with this in the books, which was, it was about a 12 issue series, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
About issue 9 of it, you've narrowed it down to one of who Hush is to one of two people. The books went one direction. This video went the other.
Which surprised me.
I got thrown. Whoa, it's a twist.
Pretty sure we were supposed to get thrown too.
Exactly. And I don't mind that, because up until that point, you followed it and it was laid out originally that it could be one way or the other. We went the one way, here's the other. And it worked. They managed to cram 12 issues, which are not exactly short, into about an hour and a half movie. Yes, bits are left out. You know what? That's okay. That the turning left at the fork in the road, that's the one major change. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. If you've read the books, you already know. If you don't know, you can still watch this video, which I am going to highly recommend because it's really cool. And it's not going to spoil anything for you. You're not going to come out of it and go and talk to people who do know the books and go, and they're not going to look at you and go, oh, you just watched the movie and they really screwed that up. They're going to probably say, yes, you watched that movie. Isn't that really cool? Have you read the book to go with it? Because it ends differently and is still just as cool.
Agreed. It's been collected a couple times. It's 320 pages. And mm-hmm. Of course, when we talk about scripts and movies, the guideline is one page in a book equals one minute of film. But remember that this is a graphic novel, so a lot of that is taken up by imagery rather than the words. So it makes perfect sense that they turned it into an hour and a half movie. Yeah, they made some cuts, but nothing critical. I still like the original ending better. But
I'll agree.
But I know why they did it. Like you said, they did it because let's throw people off track, because why just give you the same story you've read? So I like the fact that they went the way they did. It made sense. It wasn't like it was just out of left field and they just pulled it out of their, you know, their 20th Century Fox studios. It was really well done. I do like the ending. It's not that I didn't like it. I just preferred the original way they went with the comics. But I thought this is extremely well done. Definitely one of the better DC animated films. And I'm surprised, too, like you said, that they don't just do a limited release. Like way back in the day when Mask of the Phantasm came out, I'm old enough that I went to see that at the theaters, took my kids. Didn't make a ton of money, but it's just extra money at this point. And all it's going to do, and they've done that. Of course, they did that with the classic Joker story. So they've done that with a few of these films. They put them in release, and this is definitely one that I would have really liked to have seen at the theater. This is a really, really good movie. This is how you do superhero movies, not like the first one we talked about.
What a concept.
Yeah, amazing.
Now, here's a new segment for the show. See? Segways.
Ooh!
In future episodes, we're each going to do one of these, but we're just going to start with one each. Todd, what is something you're looking forward to in movies and TV and stuff?
Since we've been talking about superhero movies and we talk about it a lot, I'm going to stick with that format, and I'm going to go with what seems to be, I've only seen one trailer and not read much about it because I just want to kind of keep a blank slate for this movie, but I'm looking forward to the Joker film with Joaquin Phoenix. Two reasons. One is that the little I have read about it is being sold as basically the birth of either mass murderer, serial killer, however you want to phrase it, for the Joker. So a more serious, darker take. Two, Joaquin Phoenix, because this guy is phenomenal. And playing this character, he's not going to make anybody forget Heath Ledger, because that's just not going to happen.
No.
But thankfully, he will make us forget what they did with the Joker in Suicide Squad. So another reason I'm looking forward to seeing this. Really dark film. I teach and work with some kids, and kids were talking about if they were asking their mom if they could go see it. And these kids are in the sixth and seventh grade, and mom told them no after she saw the trailer. So good parenting job, mom, because no, you do not need to see this film. Another reason why I'm looking forward to it, because we don't get really dark, gritty, actual adult themes in this genre very often. So I just hope they don't screw it up.
I'm not counting Deadpool as dark and gritty. The last one I can think of that would be in this category would be like Watchmen.
Right. Yeah, Deadpool is not, it has kind of a dark Deadpool's edge to it, but that's not why it's rated R. Yeah, it's more of an Animal House of superhero films, basically, with lots of gore. So I'm totally looking forward to Joker. You, sir, are not.
No, there's something, I'm still up in the air about the Joker, but here's something I am not looking forward to. Oh, dear, I came across a trailer. By accident, behold the wonders of the internet, I tripped over a trailer. Immediately, you're going to go, well, of course it's going to be stupid, Rob. It's made by WWE Studios. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this appears to be worse than most.
Wow. Okay.
Now, I have to tell you a little bit about wrestling first, because it involves a tag team. Only one of which is in the movie, because one of them is still wrestling. Who knew? It's the Dudley Brothers, or Dudley Boys, or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, I know. Their thing in wrestling was getting tables. And one of them would set up a table, and the other one would slam someone's body through the table. That was the thing. And it made the crowd very happy. Well, one of the Dudleys, Bubba, I didn't name him, is still wrestling in Ring of Honor. Okay, fine. That leaves Devon in this movie. Devon is very stressed out. He's very tired. So he calls his friend and fellow wrestler with the WWE and former UFC goddess, Ronda Rousey.
Oh my God.
Who has a cabin in the woods. Well, it's not a cabin. It's a small mansion is what it looks like. And it seems like, yes, Devon, come to my villa in the woods where you can relax from all the hardships of wrestling. Okay, fine. How nice Zen Buddhist of them. And they did not give an excuse for the reason of this in the trailer, but Devon is feeling stressed out because tables have come alive and are now hunting him. I'd like to be making this up. This is not even a horror movie. This is, wow. You know the tables you get at church gatherings, the big brown tables with the fold-out legs? That's what these are. Or if you watch wrestling, yeah, it's those. Those type of tables are kind of stop-motioned, moving through these movies as they attack and kill all the people in Ronda Rousey's villa. I'm not exactly sure where else I can go with this. If they had put effort into this movie, it could be funny. It looks like it's left funny long behind and just gone into the realm of Trump. Stupid. That's my one per list. Just.
Rob, are you sure you weren't dreaming about this? Or?
The name of the movie is called Tables.
I had a feeling it would be called Tables.
The trailer is now available. It does include Ronda Rousey with a shotgun shooting I believe it's an 80-foot table that sprung out of the woods for no particular reason. I don't know why. The trailer is out there in more ways than one.
I'm happy that it's not on IMDb, because that's why I was trying to find something about it. I'll just go to YouTube.
See if I can. I'll put the link in the show notes.
Wow. does Devon appear remotely capable of acting in the trailer? I'm curious about that.
Near as I can tell, the extent of him actually acting in it was him looking over her balcony and seeing a table in the woods, rubbing his eyes, and the table is gone. and someone yells, "Devon, get the tables!" So he jumps on one of them.
Oh my Lord. They would have to have that line.
They kind of have to have that. That was his line in wrestling. They have to have that in the movie.
Yeah, they have to have, because otherwise that's kind of the reason to make the film.
But
wow. Wow, wow, wow. I hope at least Bubba has, or maybe Spike will have a cameo. That would make me happy. That would be good.
Spike could have the unknown Dudley, the little known Dudley brother, the long lost Dudley.
Wow. That's, I... As soon as we're done with the show, I'm going to find that trailer.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Not that want to see the movie, but I definitely want to see the trailer.
Let's move on to the last of our news segments. The one big question. And it comes this week from the world of superhero movies. There's a shock. because Spider-Man, far from wherever he thinks he might have been, will be available for streaming later this week.
Indeed.
And I have been unable to bring myself to find any interest in it. Now, that has nothing to do with, until recently, had nothing to do with Sony saying, we're taking Spider-Man and going home, because that doesn't help. I know the movie ends in a cliffhanger that is now not going to be resolved because Sony screwed it up. Thanks. The big question is this, because of Endgame and the way they wrapped it up very nicely, I thought.
Yes.
Are you anywhere near as excited about any post-Endgame Marvel movies?
Totally. Okay. The thing is, Spider-Man was my favorite Marvel character when I was a kid. I was a kid when Spider-Man was new, so that means I'm old. That means I'm old. And it's okay. I mean, obviously, I would much prefer that Spider-Man is still in the MCU, but the MCU was doing pretty good before they made the deal with Sony without Spider-Man, which people seem to be forgetting. It's like, oh my gosh, they've taken all the great characters away. It's like they've taken one.
They took Spider-Man.
Are you forgetting that all of a sudden now we get to have Wolverine, all the X-Men, the Fantastic Four? I mean, there are a lot of characters coming in. I think that tips the balance a little bit more in Marvel's favor over Spider-Man. And again, it's a stupid decision. And one thing a lot of people are blaming Disney because, oh, Disney wants all the money. Disney wanted half half of the profits. Disney also was producing half of the cost, which people somehow are missing that point. It makes sense if you're going to ask for half of the profits. Well, we'll also foot half of the bill. And that showed up in every real article. But when people are bitching about it on social media, not many people are making that up. So I agree with you. This is Sony being sad and taking their ball and running home, which is an incredibly stupid decision on their part. Yeah. Anyway, back to the real question. Totally looking forward to it. We're getting Black Panther 2. We are getting eventually, Kevin Feige was talking about, hinting that, yes, the Fantastic Four are coming home, and it looks like they're going to hit the Fantastic before X-Men, which makes sense because, as we were discussing at the beginning of the show, Fox kind of left a bad taste in everybody's mouth over and over and over with the X-Men, so let's let that clear for a while. Fantastic Four was 4 years ago, so that's old news at this point, and they absolutely slaughtered the property, but by the time they get to it, it's going to have been a while, so thankfully they can do it right. Marvel has so many cool things coming out. Thankfully, Scarlett Johansson is going to get her standalone film before she draws Social Security. So yay, Marvel, good move on that. There are tons of properties that they're doing. Yes, it sucks that Spider-Man won't be in the MCU, but that's as it stands for now. Wait until they screw it up again and come running back for help like they did before. Yeah. I'm hoping they won't. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, help Sony, take a message. Have those guys do your next live action film, you're in good hands, because that thing is brilliant. Far From Home, I really enjoyed. I didn't like it quite as much as Homecoming, but it's the sequel kind of thing. So, I mean, it kind of hurt it just a little bit. It's still a really good film, really fun. So you definitely should see it if you haven't seen it yet. And I know you haven't, Robin. Yeah, you'll watch it eventually. And Mysterio is great. So villains are important, and Mysterio was really well done in this one. But overall, super looking forward to Marvel. It's like, yeah, sucks, but it went up my interest in the Marvel Universe by about a tenth of a percent.
See, for me, after Endgame, it wrapped everything up so nicely. I mean, yes, some of the characters are still going off to do their thing. No, I'm not particularly interested in As Guardians of the Galaxy, which I thought was it was a cute name for the book, and then you kind of go, eh. But yeah, I know what they're doing with Thor. What it was, I want to say Love and Rockets, and I know that's wrong.
It's not Love and Rockets. That would be Rocket Raccoon. Tapped in there.
It's Love and Thunder something.
Something like that. I lost my mind. Can't remember what it is either. Anyway.
So, yeah, that's good. I'm
Love and Thunder,
I am actually looking forward to Doctor Strange, too.
Yep.
Because Doctor Strange was actually one of my favorite of the first go up to Endgame, which, yeah, phase one, two, three. You know what? We're calling that whole thing round one. Now we're starting round two. And there are some things that I think are going to be interesting. I don't know that I'm interested in all of them, because in round one, I got interested in all of them. But now we're used to seeing all the superhero movies, and I'm not exactly burnt out on it, but at the same time, I don't have the same amount of interest in going to make sure I see every one of these in theater first day, you know, with the t-shirt and everything. You know, some of these, I'm going to wait. I don't know that I'm that interested in The Eternals.
The Eternals is the one I was thinking of. And I'll probably change my mind when I see it, because I was not really interested in Guardians of the Galaxy at all until I actually went to see it. So
I know that's.
I'm hoping The Eternals turns out the same, as I'm sure we all are. But
it probably will, I think. But
not crazy, but I mean, you know, good.
Let's see. Then they're rebooting or incorporating Blade,
right?
With and I've always mispronounced his name, the Maharaja of Ali.
Yes, Mr. Mahershala. And I'm kind of surprised that they're going with a movie for that as opposed to going with the Disney Plus. Yeah, because nothing wrong with the character that much. And obviously, they've done three movies. But it just seems to me that it fits more in, well, unfortunately, which is no longer with us, the Netflix Marvel universe. It just seems like to me that it's a better fit for that section of the universe.
That reminds me, good news on that front.
Yes, yes.
There's a forthcoming She-Hulk TV series.
Yes, there is.
That is supposed to have, at some point, Daredevil. And they're trying to get the same actor because it's going to be that far into the future that they're going to be getting to this series.
Please.
I lost his name.
Charlie Cox. Please get Charlie Cox.
That's when Brian Cox. No, that's wrong.
Brian Cox would be very interesting as Daredevil. He is phenomenal. He is one of the... To me, he is almost as good as Robert Downey Jr. is as Iron Man. I mean, this guy just is phenomenal as Daredevil. And it just doesn't... for geeks, he gets the credit. But, I mean, for the general populace, he doesn't. And man, this guy just absolutely knocked it out of the park. He's phenomenal in that. So please get Charlie Cox. I can't imagine that it would take a huge sum of money. And even if it does, Disney, you got it. So give it to him.
Yeah. And then there's all the TV series that...
Yeah.
I can already tell you, I'm getting a bit burnt out just on Marvel News.
We could change this to Marvel Savants. It's all he's going to have to do for a while.
Hawkeye is getting a series. WandaVision, frankly, makes no sense to me at all right now.
I'm sure they will...
It'll make sense.
The way to make sense. Yes. Yes.
But at the moment, it's set in the 50s before they were born. What the hell? I blame Loki, who's getting his own series.
Yes, he is.
The What If series.
That's the one that I'm really, more than anything, that's the one I'm really stoked for. Animated, taking some of their classic What If stories, although they've already gone with, in a large way, with, you know, what if Jane became Thor, which I had to look it up, and it's Thor. It's Thor: Love and Thunder. That'll be very. Or what if Gwen got bitten by the spider, and it's like, yeah, okay, Spider Gwen, we get it. But still, these should be really, really fun. Really looking forward to it, because they're one offs, and so they can just go crazy with it. So I'm really looking forward to these.
I think it'll be fun. It's just that there's going to be an awful lot of it.
Yes,
to take in.
Yes, there will be. There will be an awful lot of it. And hopefully not much of it is awful.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But at the, you know, having said all this stuff about all these upcoming Marvel properties, I'm not sure I have the same enthusiasm for all of it yet.
You will.
I'm sure it'll come back to me. Right now, I'm kind of at the end of Endgame.
Well, yeah.
You know, I felt, and we're done. I can relax. No, there's a Spider-Man movie. I don't care. We've done Endgame. I can sit down now. I've been on edge for 3 years now, wondering about the Infinity Stones and Thanos, and it's done. We can, Yeah, I'm going to take a nap.
You know, here's another thing about Sony, and this is a very small aspect of it, but Kevin Feige went out of his way repeatedly to say that Endgame was not the final film of Phase 3. He made a point of saying Spider-Man Far From Home is the final film. He said, if you want to see the conclusion of the story, this is the movie you have to go to see. It's a Sony movie, but he still was pushing it. And their thanks was, nope, we're taking our ball and going home. So, you know, come on, dudes. We know you'll be back in about 7 years. And by that time, Tom Holland will finally not look like a high schooler anymore, and they'll have to reboot it again anyways, which sucks. Someone give him some kind of drug so he always looks like he's 16. That would be great.
How's this? I'll throw something in to make you a bit more enticed with the rest of the series. I have heard this. This is in rumor form.
I like rumors.
Take it with as many grains of salt as you want.
I like salt.
When they do the Fantastic Four movie, and I think this is a great idea because the Fantastic Four and the X-Men have had some of the better Marvel villains.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got Loki, but the other Avengers villains in my head, name them.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. You can't do it. You think the X-Men, you've got Magneto, you've got Mystique. I'm going to throw Blob onto that list. I'm going to throw the Sentinels with Nimrod that we never saw in the movies, which would be interesting to see. The Fantastic Four have got an incredible group of villains.
Two of Marvel's best villains ever. Absolutely, hands down.
Dr. Doom, who may or may not still be getting his own movie. Who knows?
Yeah.
And this is the nugget that I found. There is a rumor that the big bad for round two of the Marvel movies is going to be Galactus.
Which would make sense. Which would be awesome.
That's not the nugget, though.
And let's not make him a cloud.
No, he's not going to be in cloud. Yes, there was a word missing from that.
Yes, there was.
The casting rumor. And they're supposedly in talks with him for this. Liam Neeson.
He played Zeus. He can play Galactus.
I think he would be better as Galactus than Zeus, even.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he would be fantastic.
I'm kind of liking it.
Again, one of the things that's so cool about the Marvel films is they get really freaking good actors. They get actors in. And it's not that DC hasn't done it. DC has definitely gotten some good actors for their roles, too.
Oh, yeah.
But Marvel really seems to zero in and say, regardless of what they've ever done in their past before, who would do a great job with this? Hence, Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange. You know, man, that would be great. Liam Neeson, excellent.
See, and now we can end on a good note because, yes, this show is longer than it typically is going to be, but that was a big question that we had to answer.
Indeed.
And we'll work on the video bit. We'll get back to you on that. In the next episode, whenever that's going to be, it's been a crazy summer.
It has been.
And I know. But Rob, it's September. It's fall now. Bite me. It's still summer. I'm in Georgia. It's hot outside.
It's still summer. We have a week to go before summer is over.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Captain, we're losing power in the warp engines.
I think we should be leaving now.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
And on that unusually harmonious bombshell, it is time to end.
I am very disappointed.
Man, we have a weird job.
It's shameful, but it's a living.
And like that, he's gone.
Darn, that's the end.